Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Marketplace of Attention, How Audiences Take Shape in a Digital Age, by James G. Webster, narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. Preface. When I finished my bachelor's degree in psychology, I needed to find work. Although I was interested in media, I wasn't really qualified to do anything. Nevertheless, I stumbled into a job in audience research at Children's Television Workshop. At the time, the workshop produced Sesame Street and The Electric Company and was celebrated for blending information with entertainment. Flushed with their success in children's television, the workshop decided to produce a health show for adults that would revolutionize the nation's health practices the same way Sesame Street had revolutionized the way kids learn their ABCs. I was hired to study viewer reactions to the new program. That show, called Feeling Good, premiered in prime time opposite a lineup of expensively produced network television programs. From day one, there were problems. Most notably, very few people watched Feeling Good, and those who did already knew what the show had to teach them. Feeling Good lasted for one torturous season, but it left me with a question I've been thinking about ever since. How do audiences take shape? That question seems more pressing today than at any time in the past. Digital media present people with many ways to spend their time. They can choose among an endless number of outlets, ranging from the broadcast networks that denied Feeling Good a primetime audience to websites of every imaginable kind. They can create their own media. They can share anything that's digital with friends or strangers around the world. But how do people actually use all these newfound resources? And why do they coalesce around some things and not others? There is a broad consensus that the way people allocate their attention will go a long way toward determining digital media's social impact, but there are wildly different expectations about how audiences will take shape. Some writers believe that we're witnessing the dawn of a participatory society in which people will engage diverse ideas and revel in the best that the culture has to offer. Others envision a world in which people, guided by their own prejudices or insidious filtering technologies, will be segregated into niches or echo chambers. Some think our use of media will enrich us, others fear it'll tear us apart. The marketplace of
sample complete. Ready to continue?